Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Friday, December 10th. Environment Canada has a special weather statement for Grey Bruce, warning about heavy rain and strong winds tonight and Saturday. Gusts between 70 kilometers and 100 kilometers are possible on Saturday, especially by the shoreline. Heavy periods of rain are expected to begin tonight. Environment Canada says we could see 20 to 30 millimeters. Saturday, more rain turning to a mix of snow in the afternoon. Forecasters say localized power outages, broken tree branches, flash floods, and possible washouts near rivers, creeks, and culverts are all possible due to the heavy rain and strong winds expected. The provincial government announced this afternoon it will delay the lifting of proof of COVID-19 vaccination requirements. It was set to be removed January 17th, but will now continue. Also, starting January 4th, you will need an enhanced vaccine certificate with a QR code to enter settings where proof of vaccination is required. That's the square symbol you'll see on things that can be scanned with a smartphone. The province says the QR code can be used digitally and printed copies of the code will also be accepted. It means you'll have to access your enhanced certificate with QR code on the province's website and save that on your phone or print it out. South Bruce OPP are asking you to be on the lookout for cons and scams over the holidays after two recent reports of successful scams in Southern Bruce County. Police say on December 9th, a resident in Huron Kinloss reported losing $8,000 to a con artist. According to police, the scammer identified themselves as a police officer and collected the money to help a grandchild. On December 8th, a resident in Kincardine reported losing $9,200 to a scam involving an online currency transaction. Police are asking you to remember tech-savvy con artists can create very convincing scams to trick you into giving them money, and they can very convincingly pretend to work for an established, well-known business or even a branch of the government. OPP says scammers will often have some basic information about you before they call. Police say you should pay close attention to any unsolicited contact, meaning that you didn't ask for it, whether it's a knock on the door, phone call, letter, fax, or email. Always verify the contact is legitimate before you ever consider sending money. In sports, in the NBA, the Toronto Raptors hit the court tonight in a home game against the New York Knicks. Game time is 7:30. In the National Hockey League, Jim Rutherford has been hired as the new president of hockey operations for the Vancouver Canucks. Tonight, the Canucks take on the Winnipeg Jets. That's one of seven games in the NHL. Tomorrow, the Toronto Maple Leafs face the Chicago Blackhawks after falling to the Tampa Bay Lightning last night. In the Ontario Hockey League, the Owen Sound Attack are in Flint tonight to face the Firebirds. Game time is 7 o'clock. A busy night in the Provincial Junior Hockey League Pollock Division. Three games, including the Hanover Barons visiting the Walkerton Hawks and the Kincardine Bulldogs host the Wingham Ironmen. In WOAA Senior Hockey, Shallow Lake hosts Ripley, while the Durham Thundercats are at home against Milverton. Both those games are underway at 8:30. And the latest FIFA World Women's Soccer rankings are out, and Canada's national team remains in sixth. You can always find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca.